Well, I think, you know, as a team, you know, I think we're, you know, a couple last-minute drives or, you know, away from, you know, being a playoff contender. So, you know, I think it comes down to just us, you know, learning how to finish strong in every phase of, you know, this game, you know, offense, defense, special teams. You know, we got to learn how to finish strong, finish plays, make the plays when needed and when necessary. That are going to help us, you know, be a contender.
But for you personally, how far do you
feel along this season? Personally, I feel good. You know, I felt like, you know, there's definitely some football left out there on the field and some plays that, you know, I could have made to help the team down the stretch. But, you know, it's been a pleasure to play here. These last 2 years, I've really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed playing in front of the fans and the city. And, you know, I still feel like there's some unfinished business left. So we'll see what happens when we sit down and contract time comes. But hopefully I'll be back.
Reggie, knowing the business of the NFL, the position this team's in with the salary cap space, with all the draft picks, it's a pretty good place to be,
though. Yeah, I haven't really, honestly, I haven't really thought much about, you know, the salary cap or anything about that. You know, I just know that I've enjoyed my time here, and hopefully we can get something done. And, you know, I can, you know, call this a more permanent home.
Reg, does yesterday's loss leave a bitter taste in your mouth about the season, or just maybe also a wake-up call as to what you guys have to get to?
I think it's a little bit of both. It leaves a little bit of a bitter taste in your mouth, and it's a wake-up call that we have a ways to go. We've got a lot of work to do, and, you know, we got to, you know, we got to find a way. You know, we got to find a way to improve, to get better, because we're all at the end of the day judged, you know, on wins. So. It's a performance business, and you know, so we got to start to perform better.
How about Ryan Tannehill from training camp coming in as a Stone Cold rookie at the end of the season? What did you see out of him?
I thought he's matured at a very fast rate. You know, I thought you know, his maturity level has really helped us to you know, win the games that we have won, and his experience is going to help him, you know, be that much more of a better player next year. And he already had some experience coming into his offense, you know, after playing under Sherman in college. So I think you know, his development has really, you know, helped us to become a better offense and a better team, and we're going to be even that much better next year with a year under his belt.
Reggie, does this team have enough firepower to get over the hump? I mean, do you guys need more help offensively?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I thought we had the guys, you know, this year to make the plays and to be able to get to the playoffs, and you know, I thought we had enough. You know, we just for whatever reason, we didn't make the plays necessary. And, you know, so out of what we had, you know, we definitely could have gotten more out of, you know, the players that we had.
A couple more guys are in
line. I answered this yesterday. He's so close to 1,000 yards.
Yeah. You know what? You know, my main focus going into yesterday's game was just to help us win and to make plays. You know, it wasn't really to you know, rush for 1,000 yards or anything like that. You know, it was more so just my mindset was to go in there and help the team make some plays, win a game. And you know, so because, you know, that was my mindset, it doesn't really affect me that much, you know. So
Reggie, third different coaching staff you played under, but how would you evaluate Philbin and Sherman and what you guys are able to accomplish?
You know, I like where this team is headed. You know, I think what Coach Philbin brings to his team is you know, is really special. And I think the direction this team is heading is in a positive direction. And, you know, I think, you know, it's just I think he's going in the right direction. So I'll leave it at that.